The godfather of go-go, Chuck Brown, died today at 75. I feel like busting loose. Chuck Brown changed the face of music. The D.C. native changed it not just here, but across the country as he made go-go music the go-to thing.
And to look back at this D.C. icon, we're joined by another D.C. icon, DJ Donnie Simpson. Donnie, you are the arbiter of all things great musically.
Well, thank you. Very nice. You're very kind.
We had to come to you to look back on Chuck Brown's life and times. What's your first memory of Chuck Brown as far as how he impacted the scene of music?
Well, you know, right now, if you're playing Bustin' Loose in the background, I remember him seeing a concert with Chuck. That song had just gone number one in the country, which was the first time a go-go song ever went number one in the country. Only two have ever gone number one, Chuck Brown and later experience on Limit or EU with a great song from the movie. Anyway, the butt. But I was emceeing the show at the Capitol Center. There are 20,000 people, and Chuck's got the number one song in the country, and that place was on fire. And the greatest memory of that night was that he was on stage so long, I had to go on stage to get him off. And people are still leaving. Chuck's still on stage. The band has stopped playing. He's still on stage thanking people. Thank you for coming out. You know, you've been wonderful. We're number one in the country. And it was so beautiful to see someone so excited and still so down to earth about it. You know, to be that excited about his success. It was a magical moment that I will never forget. I've never seen an artist do that.
But what was it that inspired him to create this whole new sound, Donnie?
I don't know exactly what inspired it. I know that Chuck was a blues man at heart. I mean, he loved blues and jazz. He loved all kinds of music. And, I know that Mr. Magic by Grover Washington Jr. was the beat that kind of was the thesis of go-go, and he took that and did something with it. I can't say exactly what inspired him to do that, but I'm glad he did it.
You know, he did get a boost about 10 years ago when Nelly sampled Bustin' Loose in his hit song, and It's Hot in Here. And I guess Chuck Brown, among the other things that's so amazing about him, is that he lasted so long, that he played and played and played for so long. What kept him going like that?
Well, his love of music, I think, is what kept him going, and the people's love of Chuck. You know, the beauty of that he played for so long, and that the youth of today still love Chuck and would go see Chuck perform. You know, he was multi-generational, and that is truly a blessing. Not many artists get to experience that. Chuck did.
In a line before we go, what was Chuck Brown to you? Who was he?
Chuck was just one of the coolest people I've ever met in my life. You know, he listened to me every morning, and that meant the world to me. And he meant that. I mean, he really did. He listened to me every single morning, the whole show. And people would come up to me like in the movie Misery, I'm your number one fan. And I would tell them, no, that's Chuck Brown.
Beautiful.
Donnie,
he was a beautiful person, really a beautiful man.
Donnie, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for sharing your memories.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Sean and Hillary. God bless.
God bless. The legendary Donnie Simpson.